Now to Pennsylvania, where one town is trying to transform itself after the closure of an oil refinery. Marcus Hook has been the site of a Sunoco refinery for more than 100 years. But in December, Sunoco announced it would begin shuttering the facility. Now, as we hear from Emma Jacobs of member station WHYY, Marcus Hook is chasing a new energy dream.
Almost everyone who lived around the refinery can tell you where and when they learned the news that the plant would shut down. Frank Cianglione was in the Sunoco refinery, where he worked handling crude oil.
I was shocked. I really was shocked. Yeah, I mean, I've never felt like that. And, you know, once they said that, all I was looking at was, you know, thinking about my kids, thinking about my wife, thinking about my house.
Mayor James Schilero also worked and had even fought fires in the plant. He remembers being at his desk early one morning when he got a courtesy call from Sunoco.
It was like, I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, this is it. I mean, this refinery is Marcus Hook. If that leaves and nothing comes back, it's a ghost town. It's devastated.
Schilero says that in the weeks to come, he stopped sleeping. The town he governs is 1 square mile. The refinery campus covers half of that. On the borough's main drag, there is a laundromat, which used to launder the refinery's chemical suits. It's beside a corner store where refinery workers bought their lottery tickets, and across from Marcus Hook Hardware, where the owner says contractors for the refinery bought everything from Gatorade to power tools. Schilero says warning sirens still wail across town when the last workers inside the refinery release hazardous chemicals. They're flushing the pipes to shut the refinery down.
I got them on a time base now. It's like, you know, I wait a couple minutes before I get out of bed. And then if it doesn't shut off, then I get out of bed. But they got it down to like 3 minutes. It's like a pit crew.
But there's also hope the refinery equipment can help Marcus Hook become an energy-driven community again, this time riding the growing natural gas industry in the region. The county commissioned a study on new uses for Sunoco's property, and the news was good.
Today we all stand here, and we look ahead at a new era.
At a news conference, Congressman Patrick Meehan applauded news that the report had found 7 activities that could all take place on the refinery campus.
There's a lot of great opportunities for jobs, employment, growth, and construction down at this facility.
The politicians presented an optimistic vision of a buzzing campus processing natural gas from the Marcellus Shale and other shale formations. There are almost 8,000 active wells in Pennsylvania alone. However, it will take time to see what companies Marcus Hook can attract. Fadel Geit, an analyst with Oppenheimer & Company, says repurposing will require big investments.
Bringing the money is really the critical. It is somebody who's willing to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to transform the facility into a viable economic entity.
But it's tough to bank on anything, which is why there are more for sale signs in front of the brick bungalows in the borough's center. Frank Cianglione, the unemployed refinery worker, tried to move away himself. He spent 2 months in Texas, but then he came back.
This is where I grew up. This is where my family's from. At the time, I thought I was making the right move, and I woke up and said, this isn't what I want. I want to come back home.
The whole community knows things will never be the same as when the refinery ran on oil. But there's a growing sense that Marcus Hook can find a place in the natural gas economy. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Philadelphia.